Welcome to Ask Gwen, everyone. I hope you're having a fabulous Friday, considering it's wonky Friday. I mean, my internet just went down before I got on a phone call with Jen, and I follow Jen on LinkedIn, believe it or not, and you should probably follow Jen on LinkedIn, too, because Jen makes the most powerful videos ever, and she tells the truth in her video. And the video that caught my eye was, I think she doesn't mind me telling this story because this is public on LinkedIn, was she said on a video one day, she just got off the phone with a coach, and the coach kind of said to her, well, I wouldn't want you to be one of my clients, and went on, no, and she said, I'm going to make a promise to you guys that I still believe in my company just because of what someone said. And I thought that was the coolest thing, so I'm going to let Miss Jen take it away, and we'll just roll with some punches and see what we can do with this interview.
Fantastic. Thank you, Wynn. First off, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for following me. And, you know, it really is inspiring. I actually started to cry when you said I make amazing videos. It's really great to hear that I'm inspiring people and I'm helping people to believe their truth like I'm believing mine. And, yeah, that phone call was an eye-opening experience for me. You know, I had just had a phone call with a coach, a mindset coach, no less, who I was talking to just about business practices, and it turned into a sales pitch, which is fine. I have no problem with that. But when I told her I wasn't ready for a coach myself and I didn't want to spend $3,000 that she was asking for at this point in time in my life, that's when she got nasty. And, you know, that's why I made that video. To me, as a coach and a speaker and somebody who focuses on inspiration and positive mindset with people, I just don't think that's how people should be treated. And, you know, unfortunately, there's some people in the world that aren't strong enough, and they would take that negative criticism and feel bad about themselves. So my goal is to make people feel empowered and to believe their passions and their truths and to not give in to that kind of nastiness that she gave me. So I'm really glad to hear that you thought that was an amazing video and I inspired you. So thank you so much for that.
No, and I believe in you, and I'm a huge champion of what you're doing. You and I fall in the same camp of inspiring people. And so what made you start your, I know it's a side hustle now, but what made you start all this? Or maybe it's not. Maybe it is a full-time job. I'm not sure, but what made you either kick the bucket of corporate America and or believe in the side hustle?
Yeah, so I am still working full-time, so Believe Your Truth is still a side hustle. I kind of have a feeling it won't be much longer. I have a lot of pickup with people who are following me and wanting to get to know me and talk to me more, so that's an amazing thing that's happened. And honestly, you know, back in February, that's how quickly this happened. I was sitting in a meeting at work, and we were watching a motivational video, and the quote of, if your why doesn't make you cry, that's not your why. And for some reason, that quote, it struck a chord in me. And it made, I guess really the only way I can say it, it felt like my soul came alive again. And my brain started going through all of the careers that I've ever had in my life. And, you know, I love what I do now. I'm an executive assistant. I've been an executive assistant for 11 years. And I'd like to think I'm good at it, but it's not my passion. And so, you know, I'm a mom of two young little girls, and I just wanted to reconnect with my soul and my passion. And it just set me out on this journey of what is my passion and where does it lie. And it made me go back to, you know, when I was teaching dance to little kids and I was coaching and mentoring younger kids when I was a beauty pageant queen back in my days long, long ago. But I was mentoring, and I was talking to kids, and I was telling them, it's okay to say no to drugs. It's not okay to be a bully. It is okay to stand up to bullies. And, you know, it's okay that and then it brought me through other careers in my life when I became a spokesperson for car shows. And I was a promotional marketing manager for tours that traveled across the country. And all these connections that I always had with people and public speaking and all of that, that's where my true passion is. That's where I was always happy. And that seemed to be what my why was. And I always had kind of a deeper inset in my soul of helping people believe that their dreams and their passions and their goals, and I call it our truth, is important, and we shouldn't be ashamed to live it, and we should, you know, be excited for who we are and what we were meant to be in this world. So it just kind of set me off on this path, and, you know, my little girls are an inspiration to me because I want them to be raised as very strong women who aren't afraid to speak their mind and live their lives. So it just all kind of came full circle, and now here we are just a few months later, and Believe Your Truth has been born.
And Believe Your Truth, no pun intended, has been born, and you've been doing a great job on LinkedIn.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome to that. But I'm allowed to kick the bucket on corporate job myself. In 3 years, I've given my, it was supposed to be a 8-year deadline, but because of changes at work, I have decided to kick the bucket in 3 years, and I've had that job for 8 years. Yes, I'm gainfully employed with a disability. It's underpaid, though, but that's nothing to do with my disability. It's because I'm a teacher, and teachers don't get paid that much. And
yep,
so,
yep.
But I'm about to kick the bucket. So on the corporate career, and because I'm a full-time journalist and a full-time podcaster, you guys know that. But I want to ask Jen, what has been your favorite entrepreneurial moment and your favorite working moment up to this entrepreneurial moment?
Ooh, that's a good question. That's a good question. And first off, congratulations on you going full time with your stuff. So let's see. What was the first question again?
The first question was, what has been your favorite entrepreneurial moment and your favorite work moment leading up to becoming entrepreneur, even though it's a side hustle?
Yep, that's okay. So I think my favorite moment so far was actually after that video that I posted about that phone call. I posted that video, and the amount of views that it got just overwhelmed me. But, you know, LinkedIn isn't about the views, how many views you're getting and how many people you're connecting with, because that one video made me almost quadruple my connections. But it's the authenticity of the comments and the love and the support that people were giving me, and the, you know, you're constantly just the way they reached out to me, you know, hey Jen, you're an inspiration, this is amazing, you're making me want to believe my truth, and you're helping me, and, you know, you're validating what I already know about myself. And then it was the private messages that people were sending me and the phone calls that people wanted to set up with me to talk to me and get to know more about me. And then that led to, you know, people wanting to sign up for my coaching so they could have one-on-one coaching just to talk to me about where they are in their lives. And a lot of people seem to be at a crossroad, and they're not sure where to go. So.
Yeah. It just seems to me like everyone is at a crossroad. And you guys, I essentially lost Jen, but I know she's going to call back in. But the video she's referring to was on her LinkedIn. And the video was amazing about the nasty mindset coach, but the power it had on her. And so what Jen was trying to say was the power of the mindset coach.
Jen Collings?
Jen, I lost you, but I just kept rambling on.
I'm so sorry.
I said, no, it's not your fault. It's Wonky Friday as adults. Your technology doesn't want to play nice like. And so I would say to my fan base that because there's a dime a dozen about mindset coaches, you kind of have to read between the lines.
You do. It's very hard. And I think, like I was saying, with all those phone calls and the people that were connecting with me, it's when you actually take the time to talk to somebody and see what they're truly all about. You know, are they more about you as a person and what you dream and desire in your life and helping you to get there? Or are they about the money? Are they in it for themselves and want nothing to do? So that's really what I learned from that phone call is, what I don't want to be. I don't want to be a person who's going to tell somebody their dreams aren't worth it. I don't want to tell somebody, well, you know what, take money out of your 401k to pay for my coaching. That's not what this is about. You know, yes, we need to make money to survive, but the reason I'm doing it is because I want to genuinely see people succeed. You know, we live in a society that, for the most part, is very negative. You hear a lot of people saying, no, you can't do that, or, oh, you shouldn't do that, or why would you ever want to do that? And I don't believe in that. I think no matter how old or how young you are, for that matter, you can get out there and you can make a difference in your life, in other people's lives, and that's what being a mindset inspirational coach and speaker is all about. It's helping others, and that is my purpose in life.
And so if you had to be educated by anyone, who would it be and why?
Well, you know, I follow Mel Robbins. I love Mel Robbins because she is down to earth. She is honest, and she just tells it like it is. I love Kerwin Ray because of the same thing. He's very honest. He talks about life lessons, you know, and he's just honest, and that's what I love about people. I love the honesty. I love the people that actually have stories of their own life to back up what they're saying, and they're not afraid to use it. And I think that's what's important. If you can connect with somebody on a, oh, you know what, I've been there or I am there now, and she was open and honest enough to tell me her story and share what she learned from it, it's that human honesty. It's that, you know, that human touch. And that's what I like to follow those few people for. There's quite a other few people that I do follow, but those are the two off the top of my head that every day I'm looking at their stuff, seeing what they're putting out there. And, you know, I just value them because they're real and they're human and, you know, they get me. They get me. Even though they don't know me, they get me.
They get, yeah. So now, Jen, I'm going to have you put your interviewer hat on and ask me a couple questions.
Well, fabulous. I would love to know, since we're talking about truth, what is your truth or your passion or your dream? What is Wynn's truth?
Wynn's truth is to become a professional journalist, and Wynn's truth is to teach through journalism. And you guys know that. You guys know that. I want to make this podcast, it's the same old podcast, monetarily wise. And by the way, PayPal is just being a real stick in mud, and PayPal is not working on my phone with the app. And so, if you guys want to donate via PayPal, which you still can do, I still have my PayPal account, you just have to tell me whether you donated via PayPal, so I know to go to my laptop and get the funding out of it because I can't do it via my phone. I can do Venmo via my phone. I can also do Cash, the Cash app via my phone, and my tag on that one is the @ sign and no, the hashtag sign and then @Gwyn is on the Cash App, and then Win1195 is on Venmo, or you can just go to me on Venmo, you guys. Or you guys can just PayPal me. That is in the information. But I want to make this a sustainable podcast because podcasting and journalism lights me up. And finding incredible people like Jen to come on my podcast is just incredible. So, Jen, that's my truth, and that's why I'm kicking buckets of teaching in the next 3 years.
I love it. I love it. That's fantastic. And I have one more question for you. So outside of the podcast and the journalism, just in your everyday life, how do you live your truth, and how do you inspire others?
Well, I am a rock climber, believe it or not. I don't know if you saw my rock climbing video. So
that's one thing.
I'm also getting my e-bike. That's another thing. And so But I think the power of journalism is more inspiring than the e-bike and the rock climbing put together, Jen. I think the power of living in our truth and the power of journalism is the is more inspiring than ever.
Very true, very true. And I love what you write, and I loved your rock video, rock climbing video that you sent. I think it's very inspiring.
Yeah.
And it touched me.
Well, you touched me with your video. And now, where can people find you, and how can people get a hold of you? I know you're on LinkedIn. I know you're on LinkedIn, but are you on any other social media platforms?
I am. LinkedIn is my big platform that I use, and I recommend everyone get on to. And
yes.
I can get down there at Jen Collings. I'm also on Facebook. I'm also on Instagram, and I'm also on Twitter. So those are either Jen Collings or Believe Your Truth. You can find me on those handles. But you can go to my website, believeyourtruth.com, or my personal email. Please feel free to send me an email. It's Jen, J-E-N, at believeyourtruth.com, and I will definitely get back to each and every one of you.
Yeah, and then if people want to work with you and help you kick buckets on Colton America, and I say that honestly, do you work with people one-on-one, or do they have some to you, or what?
Yep, so I work with people one-on-one. I hold truth sessions is what I call them. Everything is via Zoom, so it's like you're sitting in the living room with me directly, no matter where you are in the world. And all of the information is on my website. There's just a short form that you would fill out. I'll get the form and get back to you. And we would hold a free 30-minute call just to make sure that I'm the right coach for you, because I don't want you to feel like you're stepping into something with a stranger, you know, because I do ask very, very open questions, and I want people to be vulnerable with me, because the whole point is to just dig down into your soul and find out what your truth is. So that is how they can get in touch with me, through my website for coaching.
Well, you guys, I might have to contact Jen on LinkedIn. I'll actually do that right after we get off the call and see if she can set up a phone call with me, a Zoom call with me, and I'll give you the progress update. Oh, the other progress update, Casey, my money coach, speaking of that, and I are starting to work together on in September. We're crunching numbers, and I'm going to get out of my debt, and then I'll be a lot happier camper. And you guys have been so supportive of this podcast. It's been unbelievable. I've got one PayPal donation yesterday, and I'm also helping to start another podcast called the Shining Beautiful Podcast. And that's going to be an interesting journey in itself, because I'm now helping a disabled advocate one. They're actually a mother, not a team. Two of them are both disabled advocates, and they all, like, one of them has their palsy, and then they want to start a podcast because their blog is antiquated, and they like to be mobile and use YouTube. So I said I would be honored. The next thing I knew, the mother goes, well, what's your consultant fee? I said, and so I told her my consultant fee. She actually said, do that. I wanted to help you and a friend. So now the friend is actually paying me to help her set up a podcast. Well, the power of the universe. Here I said I want to be a podcast coach, and the power of the universe, and I might be doing stuff at the Carlisle disabled level with her connections. And so, great. But if you guys want to support the podcast, you are more than welcome to do that. I don't require a minimum donation. Just give me something via Venmo, via PayPal, or via the Cash App, or whatever works for you. And then I hope that you enjoyed this episode with Jen and I. Go follow Jen on LinkedIn. Go follow me on LinkedIn. I'm actually Wynn C on LinkedIn, or author WINC also on LinkedIn. You guys can go find me. I have 3 LinkedIn profiles. The one I use on my phone is Wynn C, and I'm sitting on a exercise bike. That's what I'm sitting on, and I have a yellow wall behind me. So that's my profile picture, and I plan to leave it. And so you guys can go follow Jen and follow me on LinkedIn, and we'll get this party started. And I thank you, Jen, for making the time on a very busy Friday to come on my podcast. And
thank you. It was an honor.
And I'll be contacting you on LinkedIn to set up a call, because I want to work with you, and I want to dig down into my truth, and I want to see what I can come up with.
Fabulous. I look forward to it, and I thank you so much for having me, and keep doing what you're doing. It's beautiful and touching so many other people.
Thank you. Bye. Bye, you guys.
Bye-bye.